Welcome to the Southside Community Church Podcast with Pastor Mark Hahn. We are located at 1815 South P Street in Elwood, Indiana. Visit us on Facebook. The link will be in the description below. Have a great day.
If you have your Bibles and want to follow along, I want to go over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting with the first verse here. This is the Apostle Paul. He's talking to the Corinthian people. There in Corinth, the ones that he preached to and were saved. Lord, help us. It said, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. This is the message this morning, the gospel. Which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also, listen to this, ye are saved. If ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received. Now listen, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, this morning, Lord, for the privilege of having Thy Word before us today. We pray, God, that You'll help us, Lord, to preach this great truth this morning. We realize, Father, that without Your help and Your anointing, Lord, it'll be just words coming out of my mouth, Lord. But I pray, God, You'll touch us today and help us that we'll bring forth the truth, God, that's in this passage, Lord. Today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now Paul said here, he was preaching to the Corinthians, and he preached to so many different cities and so many different types of people when God called him to preach to the Gentiles. He went out through all the places there in the world, in the known world at that time, and he preached, the gospel to them. He brought the word of God to them, and they believed it. Amen. And they believed what he was preaching. And in these scriptures this morning that we read, we see the gospel in here. Here's what he said. He said, Moreover, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, and ye have received, my friend, and ye were saved because you believed the gospel. What is the gospel this morning, church? I'll tell you what the gospel is. The definition of the gospel is good news. And I want to tell you what the good news is this morning. It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel in a nutshell this morning. Amen. Because Paul says it right here. Listen, he said, how that Christ died for our sins, and he was buried, and he rose again out of the grave. Amen. I tell you what, listen to me this morning. The gospel.
my friend. This gospel changes lives. Not only does it change lives, it prepares that life for heaven. Amen. Why is this so important? Why does man need to know this today? I tell you why. I'll tell you the reason. And I want to tell you, this is just sound doctrine this morning. The Bible said, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And He said, those who believed are not condemned, but those who believe not are condemned already. Did you grasp that? I'll tell you why it's important this morning. Every soul, every life, my friend, is going to give account to what they did with Jesus and this gospel and this truth. Their eternal, listen to me closely, their eternal destination, depends on Jesus Christ. Whether you choose Him as your Lord and Savior, this is just plain Christ crucified gospel, a message this morning. Whether you choose Him and He's the Lord in your life and you live for Him, or you choose Him not. Amen. Your eternal destination depends on the choice that you made for Jesus. I tell you what, Pilate that day, Jesus was standing there. He was already bruised up. When He went to the Sanhedrin court of the Pharisees and they punched on Him, plucked His beard out, beat on Him and everything. Next week, I'm going to preach on the suffering that Jesus went through from Gethsemane to the cross. It's not a pretty picture, but we need to know and understand what Christ went through. But Pilate was standing there, and he said to the crowd, he said, what shall I do with Jesus? What will I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? See, Pilate could have released Him and let Him go, or he could have kept Him and done what He did. But you know what that statement is? That statement is so important to you and me and to the world. What will you do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Right? That's John 14:6. Why did He say that? Why did Jesus say that for? Because of His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Through His death, burial, and resurrection, man is given, listen, a new life, a new nature, and a life that is fit for heaven. This is the gospel, and this is the sound doctrine of the true church. I had to put truth in there, true church. Because there's a lot of churches that are not preaching the truth. They don't want to go down this road. You hear me? And I don't want to get off on this horse either and start riding it. But I know. Since I've been preaching, which has not been very long, you know, when you're a preacher, you start, I don't know how to explain it, you start seeing things different and you start understanding things different. And God starts showing you things. He shows you this and He shows you that. And you got to look at it. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of churches that are not preaching the truth.
Huh? They don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. Huh? It's accommodating gospel they're preaching today. We'll get on that sometime. It accommodates for all their sins and their lifestyle, makes them comfortable so they'll come back next Sunday, huh? And pay their tithes to the church so they can keep going on. Amen. But I'm not preaching about that this morning. I want to get into this gospel. Amen. Paul said, huh? He said it was the gospel that he received. Huh? Amen. It's not nothing that he read about. It's not nothing that somebody told him about. How, if you study the life of Paul, huh? He was a persecutor of the church. He killed and murdered Christians. Huh? Had them put in jail and had their mouths shut up because they preached the gospel of Christ. Huh? But he said, I received it. Amen. I want to tell you something this morning. You can't give something to somebody that you don't have. And I'm talking about testimonies. Amen. You have to have something in your heart before you can share it to somebody else. Paul said, I received it and I give it to you. Amen. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. There is no salvation apart from Christ. Only the gospel saves men. Amen. Praise God. The gospel means, like I said, good news. And the best news that we ever heard in the gospel was in Mark 16:6, he is risen. Amen. He is not here. Huh? They went to the tomb. We'll preach on this Sunday, my friend. The women went to the tomb. Huh? And the angel said, he's not here. Hallelujah. I told you that. My dad's been dead for 9 years today. Pam reminded me. Huh? Listen to me. I got to get this in because it's personal. Huh? Took mom out. I know I told you this story. Took her out to the graveside. She wanted to go out there when she was ready. She was ready. I took her out there. Drove up to the graveside. Huh? Was getting ready to get out of the truck. And something told me, he's not here. Huh? There's a body in that grave. But it's his body. His earthly body. Mm-hmm. But he's not here. He's with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad it's real this morning. Praise God. The gospel is the main preaching of the church. It's Christ and Him crucified. Paul said that the gospel according to the scriptures. Listen to this. The scriptures Paul was talking about was the Old Testament. The New Testament wasn't even written yet. Huh? He's talking about the Old Testament. Well, where's Jesus at in the Old Testament? You know, there's a lot of churches that don't even preach in the Old Testament. Huh? I didn't know that. Huh? The Old Testament. Huh? The gospel came from the prophets. They told of the Messiah that was coming into the world to save the world from its sins. Amen. That's what Paul was talking about. Huh? The scriptures, my friend, is the word of God. Now, I want to tell you something. I know I was going to go here, huh? But the word of God is God's word. Yeah, you hear me this morning? Listen, when this thing's over with and it's done and God says time shall be no more, it's the end, huh? His word is going to stand. Not what man thought. Huh? Not man's theology, but what God said is what matters. Huh? I was talking to a guy, like I said the other day, just a few days ago. He said, I don't believe a lot of that stuff. Don't believe really the Bible and all this. And he said, I believe more in evolution and these things. He said, I don't understand it. And I said, I don't understand a lot of things either. Huh? There's a lot of things that I don't understand. Huh? I got a lot of questions too. A lot of things are a mystery.
But I tell you what, I have to go off of the Word of God, the Scriptures, because I know they're true. Amen. Even though I don't understand a lot of it, my friend, I'm just like a little child. I'll believe it anyway. Huh? I told him, I said, you know, I said, the evolution method and the evolution belief is this, huh? We just evolved out of nothing, huh? I forget what they call it, out of things that was in the earth, ground, whatever. We just evolved, and we just dissolved, and there's no accountability, huh? There's no God. That's what the evolutionists believe, huh? So therefore, it makes them more comfortable because they'll never have to answer to the God in heaven, huh? Because they'll just dissolve and go away. Does that make any sense? Huh? That's their belief. That's the core of it. I got to get back on the message. Amen. Find out where I was at here. And here it is. I want you to pay close attention to this, these notes here. First of all, we're going to talk about the death. God hates sin. Okay? He will not tolerate it. Amen? God, huh? When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, I tell you, it broke God's heart. Huh? And it hurt him so bad, he hated it. It was a disobedience to him. Huh? And he kicked them out of the garden. You know the story. Huh? And for that reason, my friend, huh? Jesus came. Because listen to me. The Bible says the wages. Wages, what's that? We say money? Huh? Or it's what's worth? Huh? The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Amen? So, hallelujah. Listen. Jesus came. Huh? Jesus' death deals with the debt of sin. Amen? According to God's Word. Amen? It says, this is God and God's Word, sin demands the death penalty. Then I say, like I said, the wages of sin is death. That's in Romans 6 and 23. Someone, listen, has to pay the price for sin. All right? This is what has happened. All right? Someone's going to have to pay the price for sin. Amen? Because it's a wage. It's a cost, my friend. And it deals with your life and your eternal soul. Huh? And this is the whole reason that Jesus came. To pay the debt for our sins. Amen? Hallelujah. Think about it for a minute. Huh? I tell you what. He came, my friend, and gave His life for you and me and the sin that we committed that we might have new life and paid the debt. And I want to tell you something. Here it is. Huh? You can either give Christ your life, huh, and accept Him, huh, and His debt that He paid for you, for your sins, huh, our brothers and sisters and people of the world, you're going to pay for it yourself one of these days in eternal hell, is what the Scripture says. Huh? Somebody's going to pay for it. It's either going to be you're going to let Jesus pay for it, or you're going to pay for it eternally. And eternally lost and separated from God. The death is paid on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. Sin comes with a price. I tell you what, I don't want to get into that. I've seen people that I've grown up with, I knew through school, huh, as we was kids, then great in grade school, huh? Then high school, huh? And then
life after high school? Huh? After we've grown up, I've seen them. Huh? And I've seen the sin. Huh? And the toil in their lives. I can see it in their faces. The wear and the tear. Huh? And the partying and the good times and just living it up. I can see what the sin has wore them down. Huh? It comes with a price.
Amen. Just thinking about the grip. We'll get into that here in a minute. The grip of sin. There's people who are so gripped by sin. I was thinking this man, this preacher told this story. He said this lady had cancer. She got cancer from smoking all those years. It's so sad. This is the grip sin can have on people. And they went in there and done surgery, huh, to her. She was nothing they could do about it. They opened her throat right there and put a trach in. Well, then I think that's what's called a trach, huh? And he said his wife had cancer too. This is how he found out about it and seen it take place. He said that lady was so addicted to cigarettes, huh, that she said, told her husband, you know, she had to close that up to talk, huh? Said, light me a cigarette. And he lit her a cigarette. Took that, they was outside, you know, you couldn't smoke in the building. Said, her husband took that cigarette and stuck it up to that hole in her throat. She breathed in and breathed out. Sin's grip. I don't know why I said that, but I had felt like I had to tell you that. Amen. The debt is paid. Amen. The burial. All right, now listen to this. The burial, Jesus' burial deals with the defilement of sin, okay? We were defiled by sin. Sin made us corrupt and impure. And when a dead body is buried, the defilement of that corpse is buried with it. So when Jesus was buried, our sins and the pollution and defilement of our sins was buried with Him. Amen? Was buried with Him. Amen? So when a person is saved, born again of the Spirit, the old man dies and the old sinful person we was is buried and dead like Christ was. Amen? And I'll get into this in a minute. This baptism is a symbol or a picture of our burial with Christ. The song Rock of Ages says, be of sin the double cure, save from wrath, and make me pure. Amen. So listen to me this morning. Praise God. Huh? The sinful life, the habits, the defilement of sin that we've had in our lives, listen to me. Amen. Huh? All that we did, all the wrong that we ever did, and God knows what it is. Huh? The scripture said that night and day is the same to Him. He sees all things. He knows all things. How can that be? Because He's God. Huh? And I'm not trying to sound mean here this morning. What I'm telling you, and in reality, this is a love message. Because God sent Jesus. Had to cover all this stuff. Amen. But you and I, my friend, that old sinful man, huh, can be buried, huh, in the grave. What kind of grave? A grave right out here at the Elwood Cemetery? No. Huh? A spiritual grave, a dead grave, where we lay the old man aside. Amen. And bury him with Christ. Huh? The defilement of it.
Huh? The pollution of sin. All the vulgarness. All the things, my friend. The habits that we have, my friend. The drinking. The smoking. The cussing. And the people are hooked on pornography and sexual things. All the sins, my friend, can be dead. Huh? And buried. Huh? With Christ.
That's what He did. He took on our sins and all of our faults, my friend, and put them on Himself. And I'll get to that next week, my friend, and carried them and buried them in the grave when they put Him in the tomb. Amen.
In the resurrection. So the debt is paid. Huh? The defilement of sin are both dealt with the death, listen to me, and the burial of Jesus. The price He paid on the cross is a death. His burial was for the defilement of sin. He buried that. And now the resurrection. Jesus' resurrection deals with the, listen to this, the domination of sin. Amen. Sin had control of us. We were in the chains, enchained by it. We were its prisoner. It had dominion over us. If all Jesus, listen, did was to pay my sin debt and put my sin in the grave, I'm still left. I'm still alive with me. Amen. I'm not changed. Huh? So Jesus rose again. This is why the resurrection is so vital. And so many Christians want the resurrection message preached. So when Jesus rose again to save me from the dominion of sin, Romans 6 and 4, as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also, listen, should walk in newness of life. It is Christ's resurrection power that gives you and me the power to overcome the enslaving power of sin. Amen. Do you hear me? Huh? And that's another fault. This is the true doctrine of the church. What I'm preaching to you this morning is the truth. Huh? It's not a figure of my imagination, but it's what the Scripture said, and it's what God gave me to say. But there's people in churches, huh, that believe that we sin all the time. Huh? Believe that even the Christian is a sinner. But I want to tell you something more this morning. That's not true. That it just waters down who Jesus is and the price that He paid. You hear me? Huh? Paul said, sin not. Huh? I just seen that the other day somewhere in the Scripture. He said, and do this and sin not. And I understand we're human and we'll fall. If you fall into temptation and you sin, God's not going to throw you out if you truly repent of it. Amen? He's a loving God. We're His children. Huh? You and I forgive our children when they do wrong. Amen. Let me get to this real quick. So His death paid the price. Amen. Huh? His burial. Huh? Our sins were buried with Him. And His resurrection, we arose to new life. Huh? Now we see why the gospel is called the good news. Jesus paid our sin debt with His blood. He buried our sins in His grave so that our old sinful man can be buried with Him.
He arose again to kill the domination of sin in our life. So like he rose again, we rose again into a new person. This is the best news that could ever happen, that man could ever hear. Now, I want to give you a parallel. I'm going to read through. I won't go through all of them. I was going to go through all of them. In Romans 6, if you want to follow me there real quick. In Romans 6, this is an example. Paul is speaking to the Romans here. He said, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, listen, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein?" Huh? Dead men, dead people, don't do nothing. Hear me? Dead. How can we who are dead to sin live any longer in it? You see that death? Death to self. A death to who we are, but alive to Christ and who He is. Amen? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death. Now listen, therefore we are buried with Him by the baptism into death. That like as Christ raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. Amen. Did you hear me? Praise God. Now listen. Baptized. Huh? Baptism. This part of Scripture has nothing to do with water baptism. Hear me? Huh? I can give you the Scriptures. I found them. Huh? Wrote them down. Where it's talking about this Holy Spirit baptismal deal. You know what this is? Listen to me. When we come to Christ, huh, and we repent of our sins, I'm just preaching the gospel to you. When we repent of our sins and we're sincere, huh, we're sorry for our sins, we tell God what they are, He already knows them, we come to Him, we believe in Jesus Christ, we believe in His death, we believe in His burial, we believe in His resurrection, and Lord, here's my life, and I'm done with the old life. And you pray through, listen, something happens down in the depth of your soul. You're changed into a new person. You're born again of the Holy Spirit. It's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. I don't care what preachers say, huh? Or how they look at this Scripture. I know exactly what it's saying, huh? Because you got to be saved first before you can have a water baptism. A lot of people's got it backwards. They think that water baptism saves them, and they're all right, and everything's okay, and they're done, and there's no change or transformation in their heart. And they go on and live their life like that. I've asked people that went to church, listen to me. I ask them, huh? And I know their life just for a little bit, the fruits of it, that I'm around them. Huh? And I said to you, have you ever been saved? What's that? Oh, I've been baptized. No, that's not what I'm talking. I said, have you ever been saved? Have you ever felt a transformation in your heart, huh? That you believed in God and He touched you and changed your life. Here's what I'm saying. That baptism of the Holy Spirit is what every person needs to make it to heaven, to get in. I'm preaching you the truth, huh? Because it's right here. It's not my theology and my thinking. The Bible's full of it. It's about Jesus and His Son. Amen? And this is what Paul was saying here. He said, listen, you are buried. It said you are buried with Him by baptism unto death. So it's
as Jesus died, like I said, he died, huh? And they buried him in the tomb, my friend. Huh? He took our sins and he took our old lifestyle and buried it with him. Do you get that? Amen? Huh? And then it said, and just like Jesus rose from the dead, huh? We rise again into newness of life. A new person. Do you hear me? Amen? That's what the gospel's all about. Huh? And this resurrection, believe me, it gives us the power to live for Christ. You know what? You and I would never make it, huh? One day without the Lord Jesus Christ in our life. As Christians. Now, well, you got weak faith, preacher. No, I don't have weak faith. But I'll tell you what, it takes something greater to me than me to live this way. Because there's a carnal man inside of me that wants his way. Amen? Hallelujah. Because he says right here, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Henceforth we should not serve sin. Huh? Do you see that? Our old man is crucified. You know what crucifixion is? Death. That's what being crucified is. That's what they did to Jesus. And that's what they did to prisoners back in the Bible times. They killed him. Crucifixion is death on a cross. Amen. And in the spiritual sense, when we look at it, huh? It's the death to our old man. Amen. And we raise. Praise God. Into newness of life. I know I could go on and on to this, but I better quit. Huh? I thought about this to this week. Huh? The gospel is the good news. The good news is the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the good news is that a man and a woman, a boy and a girl at the age of accountability can be transformed into a new life. You hear me? Huh? Be made new. It don't matter your age, my friend. We've had people in this church, my friend, that were in their 70s. Huh? And got saved. And that's rare. Very rare. Huh? I need that statistics. They go about age and they say that from the time somebody's young, their chances of getting saved, huh, are at a certain percentage and it's real high. When they get middle age, it's about cut in half the percentage of them getting saved. And then when they get older, huh, late 60s, 70s, or whatever, 80s, the percentage is so small, it's not hardly even there. I remember Brother Harris. I don't know if you remember him, Courtney, or not. I know Pam does and Peggy does. He was one of them, got saved. Huh? He was an old man. And his wife was a Christian. She went to church for years, prayed for him. Huh? He didn't care if she went. Didn't matter to him. She'd go ahead and go and take the kids. Huh? He was never interested. My dad went down and talked to him. Huh? Because the Lord led him down there. And he talked to him. He said, I'd just like to invite you to church. Oh, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. He said, well, just come on down. Huh? And he came down. Huh? And he came again. We was having a revival. And there was an altar call and he came through. Came up and prayed. Changed his life. He would come in every time the church doors was open, he'd sit right there. Huh? And you can take it to the bank. He was going to stand up and testify. Huh? What the Lord done for him. What the Lord give him that week. Huh? Changed his life. Changed it so much that his brother-in-law, his name was Earl, I can't think of his last name, his brother-in-law was lost just like him. And he seen Harold and the change in him.
And Harold went down and talked to him. Huh? Told him what happened to him. And Earl said, I need the same thing. Earl was dying anyway, dying of cancer. He said, I need the same thing that you got. He said, come on down to church. He came on down to church. I don't know if Pam remembers this, you remember this. He was doing the cancer treatments and everything. I didn't even know I was going to say all this. Honestly, it's kind of my mind at all. But he'd come down, and he'd always drink water. He'd always had to have water with him because those treatments or whatever dried him out so bad. Huh. And he come up to the altar, and he got saved. He got changed. And I remember he's told a lot of testimonies. But the one that I remember that stood out more than anything else, he got up. He sat back behind Harold. Tears rolling down his face. He said, I don't understand it. I never got saved earlier. He said, now I'm down to the end of my life. Huh? And he said, I could have had all this joy and all this peace and all this that comes from knowing God. All those earlier years when I lived. He said, it's a shame. Huh? But he said, I'm glad I found him when I did. Amen. What's the gospel? Amen. Let's sum it up here. And I got to quit. I know I went too long. This is my end note that I wrote this morning. I just want to read it to you. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is symbolic to what happens to a person when they are saved. Number one, the old man dies as Christ died on the cross. We die with him. Amen. We crucified the old man. The old man is buried as Christ was buried. And we are buried with Christ. Our old man is buried in the tomb with him. Symbolically. Okay? As Christ was raised up by the glory of the Father. That's the power. That's the power of God. God's glory and his power. Huh? Raised up Christ. As Christ was raised up by the glory of the Father, we are raised up in newness of life. We become a new person. The Bible says we are a new creation. We're a new creature in Christ. Born again in a spiritual rebirth. And this I thought this morning. And there is a death, burial, and resurrection that happens, listen to me, to every believer that believes in the gospel. You hear me? And trust their life to the gospel. You get that? Amen? We're crucified. We're dead. The Christian is dead to the old self, the old person. Amen? He's buried. His sins are buried with Christ. Huh? And he's resurrected again into new life. I don't know about you. This message, I told the Lord if I could preach it, I hope I got out what I was supposed to get out. I'll let the Lord sort all that out. This is probably one of the best messages and most important messages that I have ever preached. I preached around things like this. But when I tell you what, when I read this week, no, I take that back. I was going to preach this message last week, but Brother Mark preached for us. Huh? I was reading that scripture two weeks ago, and I come across that thing, huh, where Paul said, I preached the gospel unto you, and you were saved. I'll tell you something this morning. I am so thankful for the preachers
in this church that are past dead and gone to heaven had preached the gospel to us. You hear me? Amen. That's what happened to Paul. Huh? Paul, God called him, and Paul went to preach to the Gentiles. Huh? The preachers that preached into this church, they heard somebody else preach it. Somebody else had to preach it to them. They didn't know nothing about it. And they preached to them, and they received it. Amen. God saved them and called them to preach the message to. I'm so thankful for this morning. The gospel of Jesus Christ is everything. It's the foundation that our lives stand on as Christians. Huh? And it's the foundation that the true church of God stands on today. Huh? You know what? How Jesus said he was the rock. Huh? We preached before on the foundations, how important they are to anything you build. If the foundation's no good, then everything you build on top of it is going to be no good. Huh? I'm glad for this foundation of the gospel, huh, in our personal lives today.